Not fair fighting, no, nor clubby. Lensmen did not and do not fight according to the tenets of the square ring. They use the weapons provided by Mother Nature only when they must. But they can and do use them with telling effect indeed when body-to-body brawling becomes necessary, for they are skilled in the art. Every lensman has a completely detailed knowledge of all the lethal tricks of foul combat known to all the dirty fighters of 10,000 planets for twice 10,000 years. And then the doors and windows crashed in, admitting those whom no other bifurcate race has ever faced willingly in hand-to-hand combat. Full-armed Valerians swinging their space axes. The gangsters broke then, and fled in panic disorder. But to escape from Narcotic's fine mesh net was impossible. They were cut down to a man.
QX, Kinnison!
Came two hard, sharp thoughts. The lensman did not see the Tellurian, but Lieutenant Peter Van Buskirk did. That is, he saw him but did not look at him.
Hi, Kim, you little Tellurian wart!
That worthy's thought was a yell.
Ain't we got fun?
QX, fellows, thanks! To Gerond and to Winstead and...
Oh, Bus! Thanks, you big Valerian ape!
To the gigantic Dutch Valerian, with whom he had shared so many experiences in the past.
A good clean-up, fellows!
100% thanks to you! We'll put you...
Don't, please. You'll clog my jets if you do. I don't appear in this anywhere. It's just one of your good routine jobs of mopping up. Clear ether, fellows. I've got to do a lift.
Where?
All three wanted to ask, but they didn't. The gray lensman was gone.
Chapter 7 Ambuscade.
Kinnison did start his flit, but he did not get far. In fact, he did not even reach his squalid room before cold reason told him that the job was only half done. Yes, less than half.
He had to give Boscone credit for having brains, and it was not at all likely that even such a comparatively small unit as a planetary headquarters would have had only one string to its bow.
They certainly would have been forced to install duplicate controls of some sort or other by the trouble they had after Helma's supposedly impregnable grand base had been destroyed. There were other straws pointing the way. Where had those five strange, thought-screened men come from? Bominger hadn't known of them, apparently. If that idea was sound, the other headquarters would have a spy ray on the whole thing. Both sides used spy rays freely, of course, but to block them was ordinarily worse than to let them come.